latest team news from clubcall.com.
These Friday's Newcastle United headlines, and according to reports on Sky, Brighton and Hove Albion have rejected a bid from the Magpies for their winger Anthony Knockhart. Knockhart would be the eighth Newcastle signing of the summer should the club go back in and succeed with an improved offer. The former Leicester City winger spent the first half of last season with Belgium outfit Standard Liège, and he returned to the Championship with playoff chasing Brighton back in January. Brighton boss Chris Hughton said he would be looking to keep hold of the best players that his club have got during the transfer window, and that includes Knockhart. He told Sky Sports News HQ, What we expect is lots of speculation. It's a consequence of the season we had last season, but we want to challenge again, and to be able to challenge again, we want a team that is as good as last season, and our aim is to keep our best players. The former France under 21 international had an impressive return to the Championship. He scored 5 goals in 17 appearances for the Seagulls. He was at Leicester for 3 years and fell down the pecking order there when the Foxes got promoted to the Premier League, and he scored 13 goals in 93 appearances. Elsewhere, Florian Thauvin's agent is on Tyneside for talks with Newcastle United as he aims to resolve the future of his client. The winger spent the second half of last season on loan at Marseille in his native France, and he's claimed to be keen to return to the Stade Velodrome as the Championship looms on the horizon. Lazio and Marseille are also in for Thauvin, with the offers from both clubs reported to be loan bids with the purchase options to follow. That's according to Italian outlet La Lazio Siamonoi. It's claimed that Tovan's agent has now flown to England to hold talks with the Magpies officials over his client. Thauvin currently prefers to return to Marseille, the club he plied his trade for long before he was snapped up by Newcastle last summer, and which of course he finished last season on loan. But Lazio aren't giving up, and they're pushing hard to take him to Italy.